everyone, welcome in. Today we're diving deep into how AI can give you that competitive edge. And no, not just talking trendy tech jargon, but real practical stuff. You actually sent over this document, AI as a Competitive Advantage, right? Looks like it's from a company, XR1, I think it was called. But don't worry, no promo pitches here, just digging into the good stuff, the ideas themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're all about giving you those tools and insights. You know, regardless of the source, it's about you being able to use it.
Absolutely. Right. Okay. Now, this document jumps right into operational efficiency, which, let's be honest, who doesn't want to be more efficient at it? And the key here is this isn't about AI replacing jobs. It's about taking those repetitive, tedious tasks off your plate so you can focus on the bigger picture.
Yeah, it's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And they have this great example in here about predictive maintenance.
Cool.
So imagine AI can actually analyze your equipment data, like the data coming off your machines, and predict failures before they happen.
That's huge, because then you're not reacting to a crisis.
Exactly.
You're getting ahead of it.
You're being proactive.
Saving you time, money, probably a lot of stress, too.
Oh, I bet. Imagine no more, like, scrambling for last minute repairs, or, you know, on a factory floor when a machine goes down, everything's
the whole line's down.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's not just individual machines. AI can optimize entire systems, right? Looking for those patterns, making adjustments, but like in real time to improve the whole thing. That's incredible. So smoother operations, less cost. We're talking big productivity boosts here. Now, this document also talks about smarter decisions, faster decisions, which is something I think everyone wants.
Of course, yeah.
So what's the core idea there? What's the secret sauce?
Well, it really comes down to data analysis, right?
Okay.
We all know data is valuable, but it's overwhelming. AI can actually take these mountains of data, and I mean mountains, and analyze it in ways we just can't as humans, uncovering those hidden patterns, those insights that it would take us forever to find if we even could.
But like having like a superpowered research assistant or something.
Exactly. Sifting through all that information and telling you, hey, this is what matters. This is what you need to focus on.
I like that.
And the document specifically calls out real-time analytics, which is, that's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so what does that look like?
So think about it. Imagine having up-to-the-minute insights on customer behavior, market trends, even what your competitors are doing.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
As it's happening.
That agility, that real time, being able to make those decisions, that's powerful.
Being able to adapt quickly, that's what keeps you ahead of the game.
Ahead of the curve.
Exactly. And instead of reacting to what's already happened.
Now, speaking of getting ahead, let's talk personalization.
Okay. Yeah.
It's such a buzzword these days. Everyone's throwing it around. But how can AI actually take it to that next level, you know?
Well, think about all the data businesses collect on their customers already. Browsing history, what they buy, even social media.
It's a lot.
It is. But AI can connect all those dots, and I mean on a massive scale, to build these really detailed, like scarily detailed customer profiles.
So instead of just knowing, okay, this person bought a pair of shoes a month ago.
Right, exactly. You know everything.
You know their style.
You understand their preferences, how much they're willing to spend, maybe even what kind of occasions they're shopping for.
You're like reading their minds almost.
In a way, yeah.
No wonder everyone's so gung-ho about AI and personalization.
And it's not just about, you know, making more sales. It's about building those relationships, that loyalty, which is like gold these days.
Totally. Now, this document also mentions AI as an innovation engine. What's that all about? What's an example of that?
Well, think about entirely new products, services even, that are built with AI at the core. Like this document, it talks about AI-powered SaaS solutions.
Okay, so for people who aren't, you know, tech wizards, break that down a little bit. What does that actually mean?
Sure. So we're talking about software that can analyze those huge data sets we talked about, find the patterns, even make predictions to help businesses with everything from marketing to actually like moving stuff around, logistics.
So it's like having a whole team of geniuses working behind the scenes.
Constantly. And they're getting smarter. These solutions are evolving all the time.
So it's not even just about doing things better. It's about doing things differently.
It can change entire industries, create totally new markets that we haven't even thought of yet.
That's a little, I don't know, exciting and scary at the same time. But with all this change, how do businesses make sure they don't get left in the dust?
You got to be agile.
Right.
And this document, it talks about real-time data analysis being a big part of that.
Okay. So instead of relying on old info or just gut feeling,
you're using AI to make decisions on what's happening right now.
It's like having your finger on the pulse on everything.
Yeah.
Customers, trends, even what your competitors are up to.
Exactly. And that lets you be proactive. You see an opportunity, you jump on it, you don't have to wait.
I like it. Now, one thing this document does mention is the people side of all this.
Yeah.
It's not just about the tech, right? It's about the humans using it. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, it's crucial. You could have the most amazing AI setup, but if your team doesn't know how to use it or they're fighting against it, it's pointless.
So it's about culture, about learning.
Absolutely. Creating an environment where everyone gets it. You know, they see the potential and they're excited to use these tools.
And this document actually uses the phrase, I wrote it down, AI augmented decision making, which I kind of like.
It's a good way to put it.
It's not about replacing anyone. It's about giving people the information they need.
The insights.
To make smarter choices.
Faster. And free up their time to do what humans are good at.
Yeah, yeah.
The creative stuff, the relationship building.
We've talked about operations, decision making, even like the future of work a little bit. But what about cybersecurity? That feels like a whole other beast.
Oh, absolutely. And it's more important than ever these days. Traditional security, it's just not enough anymore.
And the document kind of hints at that, right? Like AI can be a game changer here too.
It can.
So how does that work? Because there's so much data flying around when we talk about cybersecurity threats.
Exactly. And that's where AI shines. It can analyze those massive data sets. We're talking way more than any human can handle to spot those anomalies, the little red flags that might mean there's a threat.
And it's not just about spotting it, right? It's about doing something about it.
Right. AI can help you react way faster, even automate those responses so you're minimizing the damage. It's like having a, I don't know, a digital bodyguard that never sleeps.
Always watching, always learning.
Exactly.
Wow. It's like we went from 0 to 60 there in the best way possible. AI is everywhere.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is this document, it doesn't pretend there's some like magic solution that fits every business.
Because there isn't one.
Exactly. What works for, say, Amazon is going to be totally different for a family-owned business.
Makes sense. So what's the takeaway then? If it's not do this, then that.
It's more about empowering you to ask the right questions, like, what are your biggest pain points?
Where can AI actually make a difference in my world?
Yeah. And then you can start exploring the tools and strategies that fit your specific needs, your goals.
It's about being strategic, not just chasing the latest, shiniest AI object.
Exactly. And being okay with, you know, figuring it out as you go, because this is all moving so fast.
That's true. Always something new to learn.
That's what makes it fun. This document, it's really just the jumping off point. The real exciting stuff happens when you take these ideas and put them into action in your own business.
I like that. So if you're listening and you could wave a magic AI wand, what's the one thing you'd change in your business today? Whether it's ditching a tedious task, understanding your customers better, even creating something totally new, that's something to think about. And hey, thanks for geeking out with us today. It's been a blast. Until next time, keep exploring the world of AI, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.